American Airlines' parent company released third-quarter earnings today. The world's largest airline posted a $1 million profit. That's after losing $924 million in the same quarter last year. Other major airlines have also reported positive numbers for the quarter. That doesn't mean the industry's recovered from the severe downturn of the last 2 to 3 years. Earlier, I spoke with Tess Vigeland from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles and asked her what these reports are showing about the health of the industry in general.
Well, for the most part, the airlines are building on the gains we started to see in the second quarter. Northwest and Continental both reported profits last week. Alaska, America West, and ATA announced profits this week. Delta did post a loss, and United has announced it's not going to get out of bankruptcy protection until next year. It was hoping to do so this fall. And, of course, American still has its own problems, though bankruptcy doesn't look like the threat it did earlier this year. But Severin Borenstein, a professor at the Haas School of Business at UC Berkeley, says all you really need is a quick glance in the Mojave Desert, where hundreds of planes are still sitting idle because there aren't enough passengers.
That means two things. One, they have aircraft that aren't generating revenue and are still depreciating and costing them money. And two, that all of the airlines have extra capacity that they're trying to fill, which leads to more aggressive price competition, which is good news for consumers, but it's bad news for the airlines.
And bear in mind also that third quarter numbers reflect the summer travel season, so they generally get a bump from that.
Well, this has been a big year for cost cutting at the airlines. Has that done any good?
It's done some good. Pilots and mechanics and flight attendants at most of the airlines took pay and benefit cuts, although Delta is still trying to get concessions from its pilots, which the airline says is one reason it is still struggling. And, of course, a lot of airline employees simply lost their jobs. But both American and United have announced they're recalling some flight attendants for the holiday travel season, and Northwest finally stopped furloughing its pilots.
What about the so-called discount airlines? How are they doing?
Doing quite well. In fact, discount carriers now make up 25% of the overall market. Southwest more than doubled its third quarter $50 million profits of a year ago. And analysts are expecting JetBlue to report profits of 38 cents a share tomorrow, another good showing. JetBlue, by the way, could become what we'd call a major carrier by next year. It's heading toward the billion-dollar passenger revenue mark. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we are looking at camera phones and whether they should be banned in certain private places.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.